But what do we do if we're in state S3 and we find 0? It would be tempting to draw a new state here, but let's think about this for a moment. If we're in state S3 and we see a 0, that means we've seen from S2 a 0, followed by another 0 in state S3, so we cannot be anywhere in the middle of finding this substring 101 that we're looking for. It's like we need to start all over again, looking for a 101. Indeed, this is just the same as being in state S1 again. There, that's where we started out, where we were starting to look for the substring 101, or any substring 101. So let's just draw this arrow back to state S1.